Jogger, your thoughts on the World Cup format with the Six Nations and then a European All-Star team and an under-23 North American team?
Yeah, you know what? I think I understand why people feel like it's going to be so not traditional and kind of gimmicky. But I actually think it might work pretty good. You'll have some, it'll be a more competitive tournament. There'll be less kind of throwaway games. I don't know. I don't mind it as much as a lot of people seem to be finding it. Am I totally in the minority? What do you think?
No, there's a small few people. Like, they're worried about the anthem. They don't play the anthem after the World Series. Yeah, exactly. They're like, well, what anthem are they going to? Who cares? No, I think, you know what, to me, most people, I think, like this format of actual games being played. I don't see how you couldn't, because I'll tell you, the under-23 team will be more competitive than a Slovenian team or a German team or a team from Switzerland. They just would be.
Well, and there's another thing to consider here too, right? So let's say that, you know, they put together Team Canada, and then there's some under-23. Now, are under-23 age players still eligible to play for Canada? And just guys who don't make it then play on the under-23 team? Or if you're under-23, do you only qualify for, like, can you only qualify for that team?
Well, I'm pretty certain, yes, because here's the question, Ryan. Which guys in the NHL under-23 would make the Olympic team?
Yeah. So
I don't think it matters.
Yeah, so the point I was going to make is I think it'll be competitive, and those guys will – that's an opportunity for them to showcase themselves. So let's say there's two or three players who maybe don't make the Canadian team but are looking ahead to the potential of playing at the Olympics. I mean, this is still very much a massive international showcase where at the end of the tournament you could be doing the debrief going, man, we didn't take this player and that player, but, boy, they played unbelievable for that team. And so guys will be very motivated to play well, because it'll be very much an Olympic tryout.
Oh, well, exactly. You're bang on about that, right? Because it's 2016. The Olympics are in 2018. You know, I had some people saying, well, what kind of Canadian would want to play against Canada? Well, a guy who wants to play for Canada, right?
Oh, for sure.
I think, you know, the biggest weakness of that team, though, I think is going to be goaltending.
Yeah. Yeah, probably. I mean, it is an interesting thought in that, so here you're a Canadian born bred player playing on Canadian soil against Team Canada. What are you playing for? Right? Like, national pride would be to win it for your home country, and you're going to be part of a team that takes that away from Canada on home soil as a Canadian, right? That's a little bit counterintuitive, and Canadian hockey fans, maybe that makes you want to bang your head up against the wall a little bit, you know, like, it just seems odd that you would be going toe-to-toe with Canada. I mean, what if it's the under-23 team against Canada in a final, you know? And, like, and you're a Canadian playing against Team Canada. It'll definitely be weird. It'll be different.
I think your competitiveness comes in, and you're like, how awesome would it be to say that you beat the Canadians at the whatever World Cup or whatever it's called? I honestly don't think that's really going to come into play. Because, Shogar, if you're 22, and you're, would you be like, well, geez, I don't want to win because Canada's not winning? No, you want to win because you're winning.
Yeah, but it's different. It's a collection. You're not playing for anything as a group. It's not like that group is ever going to be assembled again. You know, whereas it could well be 17 of the players end up playing together at the Olympics again for Team Canada, right? So what are you playing for? It's very different.
Oh, I think you're playing for pride, man. And the fact to show people that you can compete with the best of the best.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. But I guess they just have to get these guys to go 100%. I mean, they have to get these guys. It can't be 80% and this silent agreement that they're not going to blow each other up. You know what I mean? Like, they got to find a way to have it be all out. And
well,
at the start of the year, like, it's
you, well, it's do tough. You honestly think? Do you not remember the World Cups of the past? I never saw teams slacking off whatsoever in those. So I really don't think that becomes a factor at all. Keep in mind, this is an NHL and NHLPA thing. There's going to be money for the guys who win. So there'll be a little extra incentive. This will be different than the Olympics. Yeah, you know, it's not the Olympics, but it'll be more competitive games every night out on average than you would see in the Olympics. There's no gimmies like Norway and stuff. And because the NHL, the reason the NHLPA is involved MONEY. There will be some finances going to them, so that will be the extra incentive. Not that they need it, but that'll be part of it.
Yeah, for sure. And you know what? Like, there's no easy or dead on right way to do it. It's not like there's something so obvious that they're missing. They got to experiment. They got to try. Maybe it won't work. But I mean, could you imagine? Let's say you're on that under 23 team, and let's say you've got a game against, say, the U.S. And if you, and it doesn't, let's say it doesn't matter if you win or lose, you're moving on, and you have to, and if the U.S. doesn't win, they're out. And now you're a United States player on that under 23 team playing against the U.S. in a meaningless game for you, and if they lose, they're out. Like, it'll just create some crazy scenarios. Like, think about the pregame interviews you'll be doing, you know, like going to talk to such and such. You know, how does it feel? Like, you played with this guy on the World Junior team, or you play with this. It'll just create some really crazy scenarios, I think.
Well, no, if you played with him on the World Junior team, he's likely to then be on the under 23 team with you.
Yeah, well, I mean, unless he's good enough and he's on the main team, like.
Well, Sidney Crosby didn't make the Olympic team when he was 19. Connor McDavid will have 1 year in the NHL. Like, if we go through the NHL players, do you see any of them that are 22 that would actually be ready to make that team? That's why I don't see that being an issue.
I mean, I'd have to think.
The young guys are going to play. I'm pretty sure if you're under 23, I'll have to read it again, but I was pretty certain that you're just not eligible for that team. Because why would they want to weaken that team? If you say it's an under 23, then you play on that team. Simple. That's the rule.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we'll have to nail down exactly what it looks like. It's just, it's gonna create some funny scenarios. That's all. And I get why people are kind of.
Have you ever seen pro players, in a situation where their competitive nature is like, oh, I'm gonna lose because I want the USA team to win? Like, I don't think they're wired that way. I think people, honestly, I think fans who aren't wired that way think it's that way, but those guys aren't wired that way.
Yeah. Yeah. And who's going to coach who coaches the under 23 team?
Well, the NHL and the NHLPA. Here's what I'm guessing. The head coach is likely a Canadian. One of these two assistants are American, and maybe the next time out, it's a head coach is American, whoever, right? But they're going to be represented equally amongst Canadians and Americans as far as the coaching staff. The other question will be, do you have to have exactly 20, does it have to be 10 and 10? I don't think so, because I doubt the European team is going to be equally represented. You want to ice the best team, and if that means 18 Canadians and 2 Americans, or 18 Americans and 2 Canadians, then do it.
Yeah, just put the best. It's just so different, right? It's so different. And I don't mind them getting creative and trying to experiment with this kind of thing. I don't have a problem with it, but as you reason it through, it's like, man, there's a lot of crazy stuff that we're not used to that could end up happening. And I'm not saying that's a terrible thing, but it'll be definitely very different. And what you can't do is you can't make it so gimmicky that the competitiveness comes out of it.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that's what they're doing.
I think they're making it more competitive. The European All-Star team will be significantly better. They might be better than the Czechs. Seriously.
Yeah.
So, no, I think this tournament will be way more competitive than the Olympics. I have no doubt about that in my mind. The under 23 team would spank Slovakia and Slovenia in a best of three every time. So, and they won't play. The other great thing, it's not going to be on European ice. So it's going to be on North American ice.
Yeah.
The game's better. We saw that at the Olympics. As good as it was boring as hell when it came to goals, right? It was sit back, boring hockey. I think it'll be. I think this tournament will be much better than people think, and I really don't see. I don't see an under 23 team being a real big gimmick. I think they're doing that to make the tournament the most competitive that they can make it.
Yeah, for sure. You are right, though. The goaltending is where. I mean, often the goaltenders don't really hit that elite level till well past the age of 23.
Yeah.
So I don't know if. I have to think ahead a couple of years and try and figure out who it could potentially be. But there aren't many great 21 or 22-year-old goaltenders in the league who are blowing the doors off, who are going to be, you know, I mean, and often young goalies struggle on that kind of a stage. So that'll be the one part of it. You hit the nail on the head. It'll be interesting to see how they handle that.
Well, it's going to be really fun. I'm very much looking forward to it.
Yeah. No, that'll be good. Now, what are they doing with the rights? Do we have any idea about that?
The what?
The rights, the broadcast rights. I imagine they'll be up for, that'll
ooh,
be a big
now,
part of the revenue.
That is a very interesting question, because it's the NHL? Now, I know this wasn't part of their existing deal, but do you think they write it in? I'm going to guess on the latter.
Oh, this will be a separate deal where they bring in a pile of TV money to do it. That'll be where a large part of the revenue comes from, will it not? They'll put the rights up for bid. Sure, whoever, us, Sportsnet, whoever will bid on it and pay a lot of money for the right to broadcast it, because someone will, I mean, it'll get big, big, big numbers. So that's where the revenue comes from, I would think. I don't know that it just gets written into the Sportsnet deal. There's got to be extra money on the table for this, wouldn't there be?
Oh, there's definitely going to be extra money. Yeah, you're right. It could be a bidding thing, no doubt about it. Well, there's definitely going to be like other worlds, right? Russia's TV, Sweden, Finland. Like, that's where this is going to be a huge moneymaker for the NHL and the NHLPA. That's the other reason why they're doing the under-23, guys. It's simple. It's money, but they're going to be promoting their players more.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And it's just more competitive. I mean, I think they're probably trying to figure out a way to make the tournament as competitive as possible, to make as much money as they possibly can at it, so they can go to the Olympics and say, you know, we kind of got our own thing. We're not desperate to be in the Olympic Games to promote our players. Now, nothing is like the Olympics, right? Winning a World Cup, it's not going to be anything close to an Olympic gold medal, right? But it is a best on best. And without the Olympics, that best on best just isn't going to ever exist. Well, now it does. So it probably improves their bargaining position with the IOC, because there hasn't been money in it for the NHL to be part of the Olympics. And maybe with this tool, with this chip, they don't have to do it.
It's very possible. That is very, very possible. Should be. I'm interested in it. The All-Star game, a lot of people are saying that the interest level's down. You know, there really hasn't been. This is the first one in 3 years, right, because of the lockout and the Olympics. So it only runs every 3 years anyway when the Olympics are on. Do you actually – now, I don't know. I know people might say the interest is down, but if the financial interest from sponsors isn't down, I don't see any reason to change. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I think they got to just keep doing it. I mean, they're trying different things, and, you know, they're going to get back to this draft idea. We'll see how that goes. You know, the skills competition, that's kind of tried and true. They've got this some mascot thing going on this year. Like, they're trying to make it work. It's supposed to be a showcase weekend. I've been to a number of them, and yeah, they're a fun event to cover. So I don't think they need to get rid of it. I think, you know, other leagues have their all-star classics and their all-star games, and I don't have a problem with it. I don't think it's just a matter of finding the line between knowing it's not that competitive a game, so how do you still make it entertaining, and how do you properly showcase the guys while you have them. But if they get back to doing it often, it's funny, just the guys that drop out, right, who ends up not going. And that's been a little bit of an issue in the past with stars not going.
But now, if you don't go, you don't play your first game, right? So that to me eliminates the guys who are actually just saying, I don't want to go, rather than injured. Because now they're saying, like, Sidney Crosby is supposed to be taking some injection for his lower body injury. This sounds like a legit injury.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. There was the one year there where Lidstrom, I think, didn't go, and he just sort of bowed out, didn't he?
Lidstrom was the last one, and that's kind of when they changed the rule. Right.
Yeah.
And what they could do, honestly, is say, hey, you know what? If you've played in, I don't know, 8 All-Star games, then you should have like a veteran clause where if you wanted to opt out, you could. And I don't think that would be a major slap in the face to anyone.
Yeah, for sure. We'll see. I mean, I'm looking forward to watching it and checking it all out and seeing how it looks. And we haven't had one in a little while here, excuse me. So, I mean, sure, it'll be worth checking out and something to talk about. And a rest for the rest of the league to try and get ready for the stretch run here.
Schauger, enjoy the weekend watching the All-Star game. You can tell me all about it, because I will not be watching a moment of it.
Good luck with your game. Yeah, well, you have Saturday night, right, in Calgary?
Yes, on TSN. Yeah, I do have that. And then we have our big ringette game against the national champs on Saturday. We did a little recruiting. We got some NHL guys on our team to hopefully help us out. And
nice.
Dave Pelche, who's likely the best skater on the team. So that'll be a lot of fun. West Edmonton Mall, 1:30 on Sunday afternoon. So.
Right on. Well, have a great weekend. Good luck calling the game, and good luck in your ringette game.
Oh, yeah. We'll need it. Thanks, Shogger. Have a good weekend.
Take care, pal. See ya.
Ryan Rashog from TSN.